Hello and welcome back to the Pistons Beef Podcast. This is your host, Marco Tomich, and with you I have your co-host, Chris Comito, and special guest, Jack Panos.
Let me start off first by saying it is a blessing tonight that you guys get to play the Charlotte Hornets.
I agree.
Because you guys are not playing good basketball.
They need a game like this.
Yes.
You know,
it's just a blessing.
A casual fan would say that, though, because they won't realize...
I'm not a fan, but continue.
They won't realize... Blake Griffin has played one game this season, not including the Charlotte Hornets
game. Okay, but he's healthy. He's playing.
He's playing
now.
Why
are you making excuses for him?
Because...
Are you making excuses?
Derrick Rose missed half the season. Reggie Jackson has played two games, and Bruce Brown has been our starting point guard.
Half the season. Let's talk about people that missed out on opportunities half their lives. They grew up with stuff that they could never have, but they became millionaires. And we're going to make excuses for a guy that missed a few basketball games? Just because he got hurt?
What the
fuck? I'm just trying to relate this to real life. I mean, we're making excuses just because he was injured.
Let me just justify why we're 4-8. Like I said, Blake has played one game. Jackson's played two games.
Next man steps up. Why are we making excuses?
Because we don't have the depth to have a winning record with this team right now. We need to be fully healthy. And now that we are, without Reggie Jackson, at least he won't be back till December.
Not a basketball team.
Fully healthy, we are a top 5 seed in this league still.
Next man steps up.
The Pistons just are never fully healthy with Griffin and Rose.
That's facts.
They have no grit in them.
That 0-3 Piston pride is not there.
Okay, I disagree with that grit.
0-4.
Blake Griffin is the heart and soul of Detroit. He's the heart and soul
of... They have no pride. They would fight through their injuries.
Smacking the table again.
They would fight through their injuries.
Literally. We're making excuses for people.
Ben Wallace.
Grown-ass men.
Oh, so someone being second in the league and taking charges is not grit, right?
Wallace would be on the court. Giving it his all. And instead we have Drummond in the paint. He's hogging up the paint.
Very out of shape, man.
Very out of shape.
He's playing 40 minutes a game.
I don't care. I can play 40 minutes a game.
No, you can't. There's a difference between being in shape.
Anyone can play 40 minutes a game.
Every time
someone
Drummond
busts
gets
their
the
ass
ball,
40 minutes a game. Not
he tries
Drummond.
To do a Euro step. I've seen it a couple times tonight. He's on the fast break. Tries to Euro step over Biyombo and just doesn't work.
I watched the play.
Imagine when he's playing an elite center like Bam Adebayo.
He catches the rock right next to the rim. All he has to do is just drop it in there. Butchers the layup, snags the rebound, sets his pass, all right, put this one in, and misses the putback. What kind of star player is that?
So let me just get this straight right now.
2020 by us!
He is playing right now, according to ESPN, like a top 3 center in the league right now. And in my opinion, a top 3 center
in the league when I had your team be 4-8. He's a top 3 center in the league because of stats. Okay, cool. What does he have, 18 rebounds a game?
He doesn't contribute.
That's overrated. Rebounding is overrated. Rebounding as a team is not overrated, but rebounding just going like for one man, it's overrated.
Let's go back to the playoffs last year. What was his plus minus when he was on the floor against the Bucks? Like minus 40, something like that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just is there.
Literally. Sweet. The guy grabs rebounds. He turns the ball over like a fucking... Oh, my gosh. This guy is... He's not good.
I'm going to say this right now.
I would not be scared of him if I saw him at a Lifetime pickup game, Marco. I would not.
He's made strides defensively as well. He's averaging 2 blocks and a steal and a half a game.
His strides show. 4-8. 4-8. What a leader of the team.
Unbelievable.
I'd like to call this out right now.
Is
I'm going to make
what
a bold prediction.
A leader in this day and age? 4-8.
I don't think
he's
so.
A leader.
I don't think so.
No.
Not at all.
Making a bold prediction right now. We're 4-8 right now. Let's say we are fully healthy with the exclusion of Reggie Jackson, of course, because he won't be back till probably closer to Christmas.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to declare for the NFL draft next year, too.
Yep. I didn't make my claim yet.
We're just talking about them being healthy, so I don't... We're just talking about unrealistic bullshit that's never going to happen.
By the time December 15th hits, we will have a winning record. I guarantee it. What are you guys laughing at?
This guy's delusional. He's a delusional fan.
What are you laughing at? Please, I want to hear you explain. You can't just laugh and not say anything.
We're not good.
It speaks for itself. We're just not good. We're barely beating the Hornets.
We're a bottom-tier team.
14.
We're a bottom-tier team.
We're not a bottom-tier team. Are you kidding me?
The man you
Fully healthy,
up,
we're a bottom-tier team.
The man you hyped up, Markieff Morris, All I've seen is clank after clank. This guy, he just sits around the perimeter thinking he can shoot, gets the rock, and fires up a brick.
His brother, on the other hand, hits a game winner.
Literally.
We have the worst brother.
That's facts.
He's averaged like 10 points a game so far, man.
Cool.
Off the bench.
Cool.
Off the bench.
He's 4-8.
Might as well just say that, you know, Derrick Rose sucks then, because, you know, he's 4-8 too, right?
He doesn't suck. He's a good player.
He's giving. He's trying.
He's the best player on that team.
He's the best player on their team.
And he's not a...
This is what I'm talking about. Why am I potting with two casuals right? You just said Derrick Rose is better than Blake Griffin.
What has Blake Griffin shown this year?
Nothing.
He's really barely played. He played a game and a half.
He played 20 minutes in the game against the Timberwolves.
I don't care.
And he's on minutes restriction
against the Hornets. So how is he better against the Heat?
If he hasn't played a game, how is he better than Derrick Rose right now? If he hasn't played a game. He's not. Derrick Rose is currently the best player on this team. You can't say a man that hasn't played because he's a little soft.
So are we talking about this season or are we talking about prior seasons too?
Prior season doesn't mean shit because they didn't even win a playoff game last year.
Okay, so we're talking about this season. Just to get that. Okay. Well, yes, I will have to agree with that.
Derrick Rose is still a better player than Griffin in prior seasons. He's an MVP.
So what about last season?
Last season?
Yeah.
Didn't win a playoff
game. He was better? Can you explain? Because did he average more rebounds, assists, or points?
He was a sixth man of the year candidate.
Yep. And his team didn't make the playoffs, but we did.
Well,
okay. Again, he was a sixth man. It's not all in his control.
That's not his problem.
Okay, so there again.
Hold on.
If he was better than Blake, it should be in his control because Blake carried the Pistons to the playoffs.
We're talking about teams and records. Blake Griffin supposedly is the star of his team.
Then why wasn't he in the MVP
decision? Derrick Rose is not the star of his team, so he's not the one.
So he's not better than Blake Griffin is what I'm trying to get to right now. You can't just say it's not on Derrick Rose because they didn't make the playoffs because he's a sixth man. And Blake Griffin, who carries the Pistons... It's on him if they don't make it. That just automatically makes Blake better.
No, it doesn't.
Automatically.
I could go on the Pistons and be a solid, solid role player.
What the hell are you talking?
I think he's...
Like, literally. Like, the Pistons, man. You're trying to act like...
What role are you taking in the Pistons at 6'1", 190 pounds? What are you taking?
I think Chris would be more productive than Thon Maker.
I'll give you grit.
Yeah.
I'll box out. I'll get those hustles.
Tell me what position you are on the Pistons in the starting lineup. Chris at Lifetime
today was hooping.
I was.
Thon Maker at Lifetime would never do that.
I would literally just lock him up.
So what spot in the rotation are you taking? Because you can't take Thon Maker. You're not playing center.
You don't know that. I said this before.
Jack, back me up on this one.
I think if you put your heart into the game, you can play any position.
Okay, tell me
you
this.
Want.
I've mentioned this before.
I think if you put your heart into the game, you can do anything.
And do the same thing as Thon Maker. A wow offensive rebounds and a wow easy baskets. Yeah. That's what he does.
Yeah.
I can do that perfectly. But I'll give him more heart, making me better than him.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
I like that.
Yeah, Chris, talk your shit.
Alright, the last Pistons topic I want to get to right now. Is the fact that Dwayne Casey has been terrible with his rotations. Thon Maker has played double the minutes that Christian Wood has, and Christian Wood is a positive plus minus.
We can't put it on
Dwayne
Casey.
He's not a good coach.
Due to the fact that he has no players to work with.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there trying to decide between Thon Maker and Christian Wood, like, just shoot yourself at that point, man.
What?
Like, come on. Like, you have to go with one of those guys to be in your lineup.
And as your backup center to play 15 minutes a game.
That ain't good.
Wow.
So I said this the other day. I said, look at the Cavs. They have a first-year coach in John Beilein, and their team sucks. But he's actually making his players produce, unlike Dwayne Casey, who won Coach of the Year. That's just embarrassing.
Dwayne Casey, he always had a good team, so they always make it to the playoffs. Go nowhere. Get a new coach. Raptors.
Kawhi.
Champion.
DeMar DeRozan. Which one do you want to take?
I don't give a shit. They were both great teams. If Dwayne Casey was the head coach of that championship team, they would not have won the championship for the Raptors.
Yeah.
How are you guys about to say that?
Nurse is better.
Literally. I think...
That's why you want to shit.
Again, I'm going to throw myself in the situation. I think if I coached that team, we would have won a championship as well. What? Well, not a championship. We would have been better than Dwayne Casey. I'm a better coach than Dwayne Casey.
Nice. Last thing we're about to talk about. Did you pause the game?
It hasn't even started.
Okay. Last thing we're going to talk about. LaMelo Ball.
No.
Goat?
Dude's a top-tier talent.
Goat?
Not Melo Ball.
Melo.
You know what? We didn't get that straight. That's okay. We're going to talk about Carmelo Anthony. He has just signed to the Portland Trailblazers. It's been blowing up Twitter. We have a few bold predictions.
Portland Trailblazers are going to be the NBA champions.
I'm not that bold.
That will take the team over.
They need that extra piece to take the team over.
Melo will average more than 20. Melo's going
to
drop.
How do I argue this? What the hell am I supposed to say? If he gets the net. They just basically made themselves sound stupid.
Melo's going to drop a 50 ball. You heard it here.
Melo is better than the entire Pistons bench and some of the starters.
Yes. Literally. The only player he's not better than is Derrick Rose.
I don't want to hear that. You haven't seen him play.
I've seen him in the lifetime.
Literally.
Stop basing our arguments on lifetime hoops. Please. That's where they belong.
99 overall on that lifetime court.
Chris.
If he just
thinks. Two words. Hoodie. Melo.
If he just thinks the stadium he is in is lifetime, he will easily drop 25.
More.
Yeah, he'll drop more than 25.
How are you about to say that he's better than the whole Pistons bench?
And he has built up anger.
Who are the Pistons bringing to the table?
No, besides D. Rose and Blake.
He has built up anger.
Take D. Rose back right now. Take D. Rose back. I don't want to hear that. That's the first one. Take it back.
He could be a better...
You haven't seen him play in a year and a half.
Yeah.
There's a reason that the Rockets cut him. Because he's dog shit.
He's been grinding. He's dog
shit. Utilize him.
That's like trying to take a hammer and use it to unscrew a nail. That's not what you do.
What?
You gotta utilize your tools.
What the fuck?
Utilize your tools. If you want to take a nail out, use a fucking wrench or something.
How?
Melo's the hammer. They're using him to unscrew a nail.
Is Tony Snell on an NBA roster before Melo?
I'm confused.
That's just confusing to me.
He looks like a lamb.
And Thon Maker. The
game has started.
This is just bullshit. We could have had a way better roster if we just signed Melo, but instead we picked up Tony Snell.
That's why we're 4-8. See you later, folks.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for the podcast, folks. Subscribe to the pod. Do whatever you need to do. Follow me on Instagram, MarcoT01.
Hey, Jack.
And we will talk to you guys later. Bye.